And again, meditating on Adrian Diaz, D-I-A-Z, date of birth is September 5th, 1969. I saw Mrs. Diaz today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism. The patient is a 43-year-old female who had Graves' disease diagnosed in 1996, and she was on methimazole therapy for a period of time, and then she received radioactive iodine ablation, and she subsequently developed iodine-induced hypothyroidism, period. She had the radioactive iodine therapy at Mount Sinai in New York. She actually had to undergo the therapy twice before achieving a hypothyroid state. At this time, she is currently on levothyroxine, 225 micrograms daily. Her last thyroid labs were from December 3rd of 2012, and her free T4 level at that time was 1.35. The patient also has hypertension, osteoarthritis, chronic back pain with lumbar spondylosis, anxiety, insomnia, and diverticulosis. She is currently followed by Dr. Jessica Narvaez for gastroenterology follow-up. The patient endorses chronic constipation, and she states that she has tremors as well. These tremors have been occurring for about 5 to 6 years. It's a resting tremor as well as with movement. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies any palpitations. She denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails. She denies any radiation exposure to her thyroid gland besides the radioactive iodine ablation treatment. Assessment, this is a 43-year-old female with iodine-induced hypothyroidism, hypertension, and lumbar spondylosis. Plan number one for hypothyroidism, we will continue levothyroxine 225 micrograms daily and recheck a current thyroid function panel and make any dose adjustments based on these labs. Number two, for hypertension, the patient is to continue current therapy with hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily and maintain her blood pressure less than 130 over 80. Number three, for her lumbar spondylosis, the patient has chronic back pain associated with this. I have referred her to our chiropractor, Dr. Pablo Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, for further management and treatment. The patient is currently on Celebrex 100 milligrams daily and oxycodone 5 milligrams twice daily. This is prescribed by her previous primary care physician, Dr. Toussaint. Thank you for allowing me to participate in your management.